the way from Burbank, California. Welcome the man who brings us the movie reviews that we all love to hear, especially when he makes a big mistake, Mr. Paul Preston. Hello, Paul.
Did somebody say Sausage Fest?
Here we all are.
Dude, you should see how we are organized right now in this room. It's amazing.
Well, what have we experienced so far? We Amber got a job, Steve struggling with technology, and Sean clicked with a guy he met online, and his body creates a ton of snot. And we got to
Craigslist,
vision getting
no
out of
less.
The shower, his virginal sinuses. I mean, so far the show's been a real treat.
Yeah. That's why I've been staring out the window.
I get it.
Well, first of all, we want to wish you, even though we were there last week, but happy birthday, Paul.
Thank you. It was good to have you.
It was so fun.
Anyone out there, steal this idea while you're still slow to get vaccinated. Last year, my birthday was just a mess. I was here and I didn't know what to do. I didn't even prep for a cake, so I made like vanilla pudding, but at least it held a candle upright. And I had a bunch of friends of mine singing for me on Zoom, but you know, they can't hear each other. They can't, the pace was all off and the whole thing was just a mess. God bless them though. They were good friends to want to like get a hold of me. It was like 7 or 8 people. But then afterwards someone said, oh, here's what you do. Cause you can't, I throw big ass parties. I bring like 30 people over. There's a theme. It's a whole big crazy thing. And I'm going to do that this summer just for no reason, just cause I couldn't do it the last 2 birthdays. So prepare to be invited to a white trash picnic, guys. It's going to be fun.
Woo!
Nice. All right.
I'll bring my guitars over then.
I'll bring my Ohio.
Week, instead of one party with 30 people, I did 6 1-hour parties with 5 people apiece. So we could keep the social distancing. Still see a ton of people and have a good time. So that was fun.
It was good. It was good.
I know it's a
hype,
so thank you.
Yeah, it was good to see you, you know, and I saw, matter of fact, the funny thing is, it didn't come across my Facebook page as regular. So when I was checking everything on Saturday, it was just kind of like, oh, wait. Paul's things today. Steve, we're going. Okay. And we we drove up and we went and grabbed a bottle of wine and, you know, figured that'd be a good, nice little birthday present for you. So
yeah, typical label for you guys to bring. Menage a trois. I think that was you guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Means three flavors. Is that what, that's what it means?
Yeah. That's it.
The two of you show up to see me with a menage a trois bottle. I'm like, wait a second.
hint.
I'm not one of these guys you meet online.
Oh, no.
That's true. You don't play guitar that well, so.
Oh,
hey, bang,
that's
zoom.
That's terribly true.
But, you know, actually, he actually plays pretty well. He actually does rhythm pretty well. So, but you have a confession to make now, don't you, my friend?
I do. Actually, first, the tech thing. I can't hear Amber all that well, so if I talk over her or miss something she says, my apologies.
Okay, I'll try and do the adjustment here.
I figured that was the case. I'll talk right into my mic.
I can barely. It's what are you going to do? That's technology.
I'll just be quiet. It's difficult, but I'll do it.
Oh, great. That's when she comes in.
She's louder. She's louder in hell in my my headphones. She's screaming.
Oh,
well, I came here and I talked to you guys about this on Saturday. I came here to say mea culpa, Zack Snyder. My bad. Apologies. You may remember what I said last month on the show. Do you have a clip of that?
I do. I have the part one and the part two. So here is the part one.
In this Justice League Snyder cut, guys, it's not going to save the DCEU. You're doubling down on the thing that wasn't great.
Right.
It's like, you know, can we get more Jar Jar? Maybe that will help save Star Wars. No. Yeah. Snyder may not be interested in giving us the full DCEU vision that he once had. He may not be tasked to do it. It may be too late. Frankly, I don't know. But it's interesting to see what he has made and what he can make when given control of his film. My friend Adam, who I work with at the Movie Guys all the time, he and I were talking about this. I can't remember which one of us said it, but it was, or if we heard it somewhere. But it's a great thought. It's not so much, because I've always said Kevin Feige is the genius behind Marvel, that's just known. That's not even me being, you know, like wise. He just because of him, much of Marvel's cinematic universe has been a rapid success. But it's not so much that Marvel has Kevin Feige. It's that Marvel doesn't have Warner Brothers. So I think it's Warner Brothers that's getting in the way here. Now, one of my favorite producers in Hollywood is Jason Blum. You guys like Blumhouse movies?
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're pretty great. And they've done things like save M. Night Shyamalan's career because he was off making After Earth and Last Airbender, spending a ton of money, being a director for hire, not having vision, adapting thing. It was like, no. Bring it back to what you're good at. Jason Blum gave him $10 million to make The Visit, did a split, same with Glass, and next thing you know, he's back, and he's making the challenging and interesting films. And his next one, called Old, which you probably saw a trailer for at the Super Bowl, also looks great. So Blum gives directors final cut, and he doesn't force a release date on them, and he just asks that you keep it to a low budget. And next thing you know, when a movie like Unfriended is made for like $40,000, it only made like $30 million, which, if you know, Justice League makes $30 million, it's a tremendous failure. But for Unfriended, that's a huge hit, for $30,000 to $30 million, you know, or right. $80,000, $30 million, whatever. So that's the route that Warner Brothers should be going. Instead, they get in, they meddle, they mess with things, they're so forcing a release date on the original Justice League that they kick Snyder to the curb. They bring in Joss Whedon, who, you know, made a couple of great Avengers movies, but the whole system was flawed from the beginning because of that rush. And now that there's no rush, you get to see what Snyder can do. Now go ahead and play clip two. You got to go a new direction, and sadly, I don't think Snyder's it. We're going to get more CGI nonsense, more pulverizing fights with no emotional backbone. Like the dramatic tone underneath that. That's very exciting.
I love that. That's really good.
When I called in, that didn't happen. Just, you know, I put that in. it'd be great if you guys gave a soundtrack to your callers. But, now with Snyder given the space and time, he's made a Justice League that is moving. I suddenly care about Cyborg. Like, man, was that guy subjugated in the previous version? He has one of the most emotional storylines in the movie. And when allowed and given the time to take a deep dive, he's a real interesting character. His powers became more clear and his pain was very real. So I thought that was great. One of the big things I enjoyed about the movie. Am I hearing a song?
Well, you said you wanted a background, right?
A little background.
Oh, get the hell out of here. I'm talking about Cyborg's pain. I feel like, wow, should I be talking about, like...
Wait. Maybe this one will work.
Guys, Justice League was a fun one. Metropolis and Gotham. Boy, oh boy,
like,
was it Dark Side something fun, huh?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Wow, you can tell it's the morning because I wasn't even in on the bit. Forecast. That was good.
You weren't alone there, Paul.
Yeah. See, and then Paul, when you're on the road, I have this one for you. Oops, but come on, trigger it.
Zack Snyder's Justice League. Witness the amazing speed of the Flash, the tormented pain of Batman, the resurrection of Superman. And, of course, the man-machine freak known as Cyborg. Steppenwolf. He needs to find 3 boxes that are not unlike the Infinity Stones and make his way into the total destruction of the Earth, along with Darkseid. Don't miss Justice League!
Yay! That was so good!
That was perfect, buddy.
That really worked.
That's excellent improv. He's a professional.
So anyway, listen, my point is, of course, I'm now recommending Zack Snyder's Justice League. If you haven't put in the 4 hours, you know, it may not be something I rewatch, but you got to see it once.
How quickly, though, does it go through? Because I remember watching, I think it was Endgame, and I just felt like, God, this thing is going on forever. You know?
Oh, well, that's... I disagree with that. I still think, you know, Endgame has better pacing than Justice League in terms of excitement.
Uh-huh.
But
does it move quickly or does it move real slow and you're going, wow, this is a 4-hour film?
I even just maybe want to take back what I just said because, you know, there's action sequences all over the place. I mean, the ones you remember from the first Justice League.
But right.
I don't know what to- I don't just given the time to tell the story, he righted all the wrongs. You know, like, everything has weight. There are more stakes than there previously were. Mm-hmm. He's the action sequences, which used to play out as tiresome and hammering, pounding effects-a-thons, you know, play out more thrilling. So those sequences certainly are fun and exciting, and I don't know, I kind of, maybe because I cared, it never felt, in both movies now, Endgame and Justice League, yeah, I kind of never lost interest. You know, and my favorite part of both movies, it, thankfully, you know, they took a lot of Joss Whedon stuff out, but one of my favorite moments in Justice League happens in both versions. So I'm like, good, they didn't take out my favorite part, which is when Superman is resurrected. He's got everybody, you know, in his hands, and he's still sort of half, you know, possessed by the mother box. And the Flash is going to handle things. And the Flash starts running, and out of the corner of his eye, Superman sees Flash running, and the Flash has that face like, "Oh shit! Oh. Superman can see me. No one can see me. I'm fat. Oh, I'm in trouble."
Right.
Superman, and he go at it, and I was like, that, you know, because that's been such a long-standing comic book conversation, is the Flash is the fastest man on Earth, but is Superman as fast or faster than Flash? Right. So they just handled that moment, and it handles with such a, and how glorious for Superman to just be Superman. You know, people, in the, for the two movies, people have hated him now. He's an alien. He can't be trusted. He's more powerful than we are. He needs to be governed, whatever. He's resurrected after dying in Batman vs. Superman here in Justice League, and after shaking some ring rust off, he's Superman. And there's an iconic Superman moment that are his final moments in the film, and how much did I need that? Because I just thought they've handled the character very wrong.
Paul, how much was it important, though, because we saw all the pictures when Snyder first was doing all the directing and everything, but how important was it for us to see Superman in his black outfit?
Oh, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't know much about that. I'm not a big, huge comic reader.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't, I imagine there's tons of Easter eggs in there that I don't even know. If you're going to have 4 hours, you better fill that thing with stuff for the fans,
right,
that they're going to enjoy. But a lot of that I just don't know about.
Okay.
Is the black suit like a big deal thing?
Yeah, because it was the suit that he wore after he got resurrected in the comic books. So I think they're just trying to keep it in touch with that. But I'm just wondering, how important was it? Because I know with the original, the theatrical version, you know, he was in his traditional, you know, blue outfit, blue and red. So,
I mean, listen, it is a 4-hour length. It's because it's a lot of slow motion. I mean, you speed up half the scenes and movie's 90 minutes. and I still have issues with some of his music choices. I always have with Zack Snyder. I mean, the pop music moments in the film work the least successfully. And the end credits has Hallelujah again, as if we need to be reminded of the most awkward moment of Watchmen. And there's a theme whenever Wonder Woman does anything that sounds like this Amazonian war cry.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, every time she does anything, here's Wonder Woman. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's so consistent it became, like, humorous, and I don't think that was their intent. But,
right.
Overall, the point is, why is it movie studios are the only ones out there who think they have the stones to know what's best when it comes to somebody else's creation? God, you hire a guy, let the guy do the work. I mean, if a chef made food and on the way to the table, the waiter said, I'm just going to spruce this up a little bit, a little bay seasoning in there, and maybe add some chocolate syrup. I mean, you're like, no.
Well, no.
I want what I bought, you know, or like someone, you know, hires a guy to make a sculpture and he puts it in the library in your hometown. And then someone goes up there, you know what, I'm just going to spray paint a big thing on this and maybe add some silly string. You know, like, they hire the guy, let the guy do the job, let the chips fall where they may. And if we waited for two Justice League movies, man, the DCU would have been paid off much better than it was. Because I'll be honest, I didn't like any of the DCEU movies.
Right.
And until now.
How much did you notice or hear of pushback that Christopher Nolan got when he was doing the Dark Knight trilogy, though?
I don't. What went on there?
No, that's what I'm asking. So I'm wondering why then all of a sudden, if, you know, because they're both Warner Brothers films, why if with one director they didn't get he didn't get any pushback yet with Snyder, you know, there was.
Yeah, you know. See, that's crap. And I was behind it because I'm like, yeah, Batman vs. Superman and Man of Steel were really underwhelming for me. But then I got to think to myself, wait a minute. I want the guy who directed 2004's Dawn of the Dead to succeed. I want the guy who directed Watchmen to succeed. I want the guy who directed 300 to succeed. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that happening in this more masterful four-hour cut, in the end, I was pleased. And then I was pissed because Warner Brothers just needs to get their act together. And
one thing that you and one thing that you and I have always said back and forth, Paul, is that for whatever reason in recent years, Warner Brothers has been screwing up on the live action, yet on the animation side, they do everything right.
Why
they can't do that on the live action is beyond me.
Yep, agreed. The box office returns are there. You know, if a movie as awful as Batman vs. Superman: Dawn of Justice made the $1 billion it made,
mm-hmm.
maybe when Justice League comes out, you go, let them do what they got to do, because this is, or maybe they, yeah, or maybe they always interfere and makes money anyway. So they think we should keep interfering. To me, it's basically just executives going, we need a reason to keep our, it's Blazing Saddles. Gentlemen, we got to find a way to keep our phony baloney jobs.
Right.
So, yeah.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
The men in power with all the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's exactly. Always what it is. Men in power with money.
Paul, we're almost out of time right now, but next week, though, I know you wanted to also talk about the Oscars. When is the Oscars coming up?
April 20. Hang on. April 25th. Hey, I can come on the 24th. We can talk about that.
Okay. All right. Because I do want to make sure that there are a couple of movies or whatever. And we might have you on maybe in the middle of the month, too, to kind of give us a nudge of which ones to go watch also, as far as the nominees are concerned and everything and all that stuff too.
That's true. Yes. Do it mid-month next week to give people time out to go see things. Cause as ever, they, you know, nominated a bunch of stars and didn't dig deep enough into the nominees. So Oscars, I might even just say, yeah, the Oscar nominations are great, but see these things that weren't nominated, you know, but we'll talk all about that.
All right. We'll definitely do that, buddy.
Right on. Go see Justice. I mean, it's also chapters, Justice League. That was different from the first movie. So you could parse it up if you want to or need to based on your schedule. You know, treat it like a series. You know, watch part of it. Next day, watch some more. Watch a couple chapters this day. So it is recommended. And Zach, I'm sorry. Been smack talking to you, Zach Snyder. My bad. So that's Zach from your show, Zach. No.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he and I are in line on all this.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he would definitely agree with you. All right, brother. Well, we will catch you then in a couple of weeks then.
Cool. Count on it.
All right, brother. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you then. Take care, Paul.